going on, and among them all is a debut concert for what may become an existing new group around here. Three flutists who are very good friends, get along great, have formed a trio. They're names that we know in many different contexts around here: Alicia Melke, Clara Menino, and Jennifer Slaughter. Alicia, who has played in her parents' barn, the Fair Play Arena outside of Harrington, and that's where this Sunday concert is going to be. Clara Menino, who most recently was in here relative to the acting and singing she did in the Three Penny Opera. And then Jennifer Slaughter, who's played recitals around here and who used to be our receptionist. So it's three not only very good friends of each other, but very good friends of many people around here, have formed a flute trio and are going to be playing this concert this Sunday. They've agreed to play in our studio, and so we go to our studio right now, and we're going to hear the first movement of a trio by Friedrich Kuhlau, a composer we usually know for his piano sonatinas right around the time of Beethoven and a little after. But here is a trio for three flutes: Alicia Melke, Clara Menino, and Jennifer Slaughter.
Thank you.
We've been hearing a trio of three flutes, a trio of three flutists playing the music of Friedrich Kuhlau, composer from the early 19th century, Alicia Mielke, Clara Menino, and Jennifer Slaughter, those three flutists who played for us the first movement of that trio. They're in the studio and they're getting all ready for their debut concert, which will be on Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Fair Play Arena, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, which is just outside Harrington. But anyway, thank you and welcome, flute players.
Good to
thank you, Brett.
Have you? Let's individually introduce you, and then we'll put you back together again. Alicia Mielke, you've just recently returned to the area after growing up and going away. So your quick story.
Yes, I just moved back in May. I'm just now working with my parents on our farm. So I spent the last 6 years in Boston, did my master's at New England Conservatory, and then worked at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum as their concert manager for the last 4 years. And as much as I loved that, I loved being home and in this area and being able to wake up to sunrises and sunsets every day. And so it's been really great the last couple months working with my parents and getting back into the Spokane music scene. And so it's fabulous to have two amazing people to be able to work with and play with and just have lots of fun with.
And it's clear from hearing you. And Clara Menino, with all the many things you've done, we recently met you as singer and actress, but here you are back to your flute.
Yes.
Your fluteness. And you went away and came back, too.
I did, yes. 2 years ago, I got my master's at James Madison University with Dr. Beth Chandler. And I returned and I became a full-time musician over the summer. I quit my day job, and now I am teaching flute and doing a lot of singing, mezzo-soprano singing, and playing my flute around town. And I'm so pleased to be working with Jennifer and Alicia. It's really a dream come true to be able to work with people that you love and play music that you love on your own terms. So yeah, we're just living the dream here.
And that's the flute trio we're hearing. And Jennifer Slaughter, whom so many listeners have met when you called up for about a 2-year period when you were the receptionist here, but now you're casting yourself fully upon music, aren't you?
Yes, definitely. And I'm the one who has not returned, but has. I'm just here.
Yeah, but you're the one that showed up.
I'm the one that showed up, yes. I moved here from Boise because I did my master's there at Boise State University. And I moved here when I got the job with the Spokane Symphony, playing third flute with them. And then I was receptionist here at the radio station for a year and a half or so. And now I'm just doing the flute thing, playing in symphony, teaching a lot, teaching little kid classes as well, music classes.
Yeah, spend a moment talking about the little kid stuff you do.
Yeah. So Music Together is an early childhood music education program. And we do family style classes and also preschool classes, but I do family style with them and parent-child classes, and we come and we sing, dance, play rhythm instruments, do all sorts of things to promote early music literacy, I guess.
So that gives you a different aspect of music, as for you, Clara, also, who does so many, such a wide-ranging things within music.
Yes, I do, yeah. I teach private flute, and I also I do the marketing for Holy Names Music Center, 10 hours a week, so that's a good time for me.
Good. Well, I'm going to jump right into the cliche. Because there are so many flutists in the world, and because there are so few flute jobs, there's a certain simmering brutality underneath the surface in some flute players, because they're competing heavily for the same jobs. You have one opening and you have 125 people want to audition for it. And I was there at the time you all met each other. Three nice people.
Yeah.
And you're still good flutists.
Yes. Yeah.
That can actually happen. You don't have to be aggressively mean to play the flute. Anybody want to comment on that?
I mean, I think in all audition senses, you kind of keep seeing your same batch of flute players. Mm-hmm. And so you're like, oh, hey, Bob, you know, nice to see you again. Mm-hmm. And so you do kind of have to, I think there's just different times. You can mm-hmm. kind of be friendly. And then once you're kind of like ready to audition, mm-hmm. everyone knows. You kind of stop talking to each other and you just let people focus. And then right after that, then you're buddies again. And so it's, you kind of can turn that on and off. Or I think if you're a nice person, you can turn it on and off. Yeah, yeah. But I think that's fairly common, is to be able to understand that we're all in it together. And while each of us would like to, you know, win a position, it's always fun to see people succeed. So, you know, you're always congratulating someone on advancing to the next round, even though inside you're like, blah, I wish I would have advanced.
But when you, it was at Elisa's recital, when you were all there, and there was just something that you all liked and admired about each other instantly, wasn't it?
Well, for sure. Yeah, I think we're all advanced and different flute players in the way that we play and the things we value. And so it's a real asset to us in our ensemble to hear what other people notice in our rehearsals. So I think in such a small community as Spokane for the music scene, it can only benefit us to be cordial to one another.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that we don't have to compete against each other, at least right now. I don't see us having to. And so we don't have to worry about that competitive factor so much. We just get to make awesome music with each other, which makes everything very positive.
Yeah, and certainly speaking of the awesome music, that it's just, you're just so amazingly together, and I think a lot of that's just your ability. It's so in tune, and it's just such great ensemble. But talk about a flute ensemble. Is it any different than any other ensemble? You're nodding, Clara.
You've done flute choir things.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I have the Holy Names flute choir. Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest challenge for that is making distinctions in the articulation, because the flute is such a soft blown, you know, with so little resistance. It doesn't have as definite a start point as others do, you know, with a stopped reed or anything like that. So I think maintaining the clarity of articulation is difficult. And then when you're playing with a homogeneous ensemble, of course, the challenge is always to make that difference within the piece and show contrast. And the flute is wonderful in that it has a homogeneous sound even all the way up and down the flute, too, unlike the clarinet or some other instrument that might have those register differences, too. The flute is homogeneous to itself, and here we are an ensemble of homogeneous instruments that way. So finding the variance in tone color to create more interest and an engaging program for the audience. And I think we've managed to do that pretty well with the program we have planned for Sunday.
Yeah, well, I wanted to talk about one more thing before we get into the program, because there is an inherent thing that all flutists work on of balancing the low notes and the high notes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One thing I would add to that is, yes, there are challenges, but there's also a little bit of a crutch, is that a lot of us have the same tendencies. So we can kind of commiserate with people who are like, that E is going to be really high. And then we're like, I can help you out there.
People get mad at you for it.
Yeah. And so, and, you know, if you're playing with an oboist, they, you know, demand perfection on every note and it must be in tune. And, you know, sometimes I feel like we can get away with a couple things because just the flute naturally does things, you know, regardless of what you do, your flute kind of wants to be sharp on high notes and be low on low notes. And so it's kind of nice to be able to fudge that. But then, you know, that said, if you're on a high note and I'm on a low note, you can't play the, I'm going to be sharp card because I'm going to be low, you know, and so you do have to work with that. But it is kind of nice that the instruments inherently kind of work in a similar fashion.
Yeah. Well, putting together a program, because you're obviously here, because you're hoping people will show up on Sunday at 3, make the lovely drive just outside Harrington, this side of Harrington, to the Fair Play Concert Arena. We'll get around to eventually talking about where that is. But how do you make the program interesting for us for the duration with your three similar instruments?
We tried to, when we were reading through music, pick music of, you know, different styles, different genres, but then also each arrangement is a little bit different. You'll notice in the Kulau especially, the parts are all very equal. He's very good at
passing
lines, distributing melodies, and we've certainly found that in other arrangements, that's not the case. It's kind of like first flute and two backup flutes. And so while those are still valuable pieces, you know, even that in itself is a change. So you're kind of focused more on one player rather than all three. And so it can kind of give your ears a little bit of a break, because with the kulau, you're kind of going bouncing between each person, and that can be a lot as a listener. And for this particular concert, we really wanted to make sure we had some accessible music. And so one of the pieces we found is this Hindemith, three American folk songs, which we'll play two of them a little bit later. And when flute players think of Hindemith, and I think most classical musicians, you think of these dense harmonies and kind of this angst and really complexity. And these three little pieces were written to help recorder players learn. And so they're beautiful, simple melodies with these amazing harmonies. And we were so surprised, because I kind of thought they were going to be weird and strange, and they're not. And so it's, you know, finding stuff like that is really fun. And then, of course, we, in our search for music, decided we had to put in some holiday tunes. And you can always... you can go pretty wrong with Christmas and holiday music as far as arrangements go. And the ones we found, you know, they're a little bit on the jazzy side. They're a little bit on the fun side. And, you know, with three flutes doing weird things, you have to be kind of quirky and interesting. So those ones, I think, have been fun to add to the program as well. Just, again, for the more we do really want people to enjoy what they're hearing. And so kind of pepper in some contemporary music, you know, and then the other thing, as we were putting together the program, really wanted to be able to feature not only the trio, but the each player individually. So we're each going to do a short solo flute piece. To kind of see how the trio is built, having each of us play something.
So starting with Jennifer, what are you playing for your solo piece?
I'm going to do a couple movements of the Bach Partita.
Okay, so Bach from there, and then Clara?
I'm playing the last of Cargilert's Etudes, the Chaconne.
Okay, and Alicia?
And I'm slightly undecided, but I'd like to play the Hindemith eight pieces, again, for that contrast, because the eight solo pieces are very strange. And so to be able to contrast the really beautiful melodies of the folk songs with these kind of fun, quirky eight solo pieces.
Mm-hmm. And then in a little bit, when you go out when we're done talking and you go out to play, you're also playing a piece by Gary Shocker, the flutist and composer. Talk about him and that.
Yes, well, he's an American composer based out of New York, also a flutist. And he has this wonderful eclectic style that's contemporary, and he has some very unique harmonies that are actually kind of pleasant to hear. Usually when you say, oh, it's a unique harmony, someone might be concerned that it'd be a little bit of a jarring harmony. But his is not that way at all. It's just not what you would usually hear. So we're pleased to share the first movement of that today. The piece is called Flutes in the Garden, and each movement showcases a different element of what you might find in a garden. So we're pleased to share that with you today.
And it will be Madonna Lilies. So, but when we're still going to get around to talking about the Fair Play Arena, but Madonna Lilies will be the first piece, and then they'll play a couple of the Hindemith two American folk songs. So the most important thing, if one's interested in this Sunday 3 o'clock concert, is to go to barnconcert@gmail.com, and that's when you can really figure out all the details and kind of get registered to be there and get the map of how to get there. Mm-hmm. But when you just kind of tell people conceptually of how to get to the place you grew up, how do you describe it, Alicia?
It's about 60 miles west of Spokane. So you just take I-90 west till exit 231.
Which is Tokyo.
Tokyo Way Station. And so there are a couple ways to get there, but that's kind of the quickest way. And go probably about 15 miles from there, you basically stay on the same road. And then once you get close enough, we'll have a barn concert sign with some bright light, colored lights on it on our Rolinko Road. That's our farm name. Mm-hmm. And it's just a mile on the gravel road. And it's only our house and the barn there. So it's easy to find once you get there. And it'll, of course, still be light once you arrive. But then, so pay attention when you're coming out, because you'll have to get back in the dark. So it's really a really wonderful barn. We're playing on the second floor of this barn that has great big rafters, and of course, has sport court on the floor with the basketball hoop in there. So it's kind of a multi-purpose venue, and it's really lovely to I've mostly done flute and piano up there, and so I'm really looking forward to having the three flutes up there. I think it'll be a really neat sound, and we've got our heater running and chairs set up, so I hope everyone can join us.
Yeah, so that's Sunday at 3:00. And so why don't we send you out to the other room, and we will hear this music that they were just describing, the three flutists, Alicia Milkey, who was just talking, and Clara Menino and Jennifer Slaughter. And they have three short pieces for you. The first is the piece by Gary Shocker, which is called, from the larger work called Flutes in the Garden. And this movement they're going to play for you is Madonna Lilies. So we'll hear that piece, and then I'll announce the other pieces as soon as we're done with that. So back to the studio. From the studio, we were just hearing this piece by Gary Shocker from the Garden, and it's called Madonna Lilies. Now the other piece that Alicia was talking about, and it's by Paul Hindemith of his Three American Folk Songs. Here are two of them. Back to our studio. Thank you. From our studio, the flute trio of Alicia Mielke, Clara Menino, and Jennifer Slaughter playing that music. Two of the three American folk songs they'll be doing on their Sunday concert. And prior to that, it was one of the movements of Flutes in the Garden. They'll be doing more movements of that by Gary Shocker, the piece called Madonna Lilies. Once again, that's near Harrington, Washington. One goes to within about 10 miles of Ritzville and then turns north and goes a little ways, and there's where you are. And to find out about exactly how to get there, go to barnconcert@gmail.com. That's barnconcert@gmail.com for any details of that. My thanks to Alicia, Clara, and Jennifer for coming in and forming this wonderful trio and playing for us. And so they'll be there on Sunday.